On this feast of Mary of the Americas, of our Mexican Madonna, a lot of things are at play. Our Lady of Guadalupe is a pro-life vision, appearing pregnant as she does. It's a reminder of God's tenderness to the poor, appearing to little Juan Diego as she does. A contemporary political critique, perhaps, appearing not behind the wall or among murderers and rapists or whatever other pejorative term we can conjure up for our southern neighbors, but on fair Tepeyac Hill in Mexico City as she does. I'd like to focus, though, on something that might touch our day-to-day a bit better, something in between Juan Diego's first meeting with the lady and his Tilma Rose presentation to the bishop. Before getting the required sign for his bishop, Juan Diego's uncle got sick. Now, if I were Juan Diego, I would already think I was bordering on madness, right? Having visions, meeting with the bishop, and his uncle's sickness seemed to speak that to him. He tried to avoid the lady. He took the long way around the hill. Did he believe his interactions with the beautiful lady had somehow cosmically caused his uncle's sickness? Or did he just feel like he needed to be grounded and handle the need directly in front of him? We don't precisely know, but we do know that feeling, the feeling that this spiritual stuff may be getting in the way of efficiency and order and simplicity. These are temptations we need to deal with and overcome. Best of all, God is here to help us overcome them. As Juan Diego ran from Our Lady, of course, ran to him, appearing on the bottom of the hill, keeping him focused on his mission. May we not discount or avoid the spiritual movements God desires to make in us. The stuff of our lives, like the sickness of an uncle, perhaps, isn't reason to flee, but to return all the more. And no matter what, on this Guadalupe day, we are reminded God will find us.